Blog Talk Radio.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord my God, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace.
On the right to this music, but I just had to play it. You know I say that every time I play it. God bless you. In the presence of God. Oh, my God. Seeking his face. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What a day, what a day, what a day. What a mighty, mighty good day. Yes, it is. It's a mighty, 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 mighty great day. This is the day. Hey, oh, glory, hallelujah, that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing in it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Just stop and think. It's a good day. Inhale. I know some been up early. Some is still under the cover, with the cover over your head. Oh, and you'll hear this a few days from now. Hallelujah. But it's a mighty, mighty, whenever you hear it, remember that it is a mighty, 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 mighty good day the Lord has made. Woo! Everything he made, what did he say? It's good and very good. It's a mighty, 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 mighty great day. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Let's say that again. It's a mighty, 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 mighty great day. Yes, it is. It's a mighty, 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 mighty great day. Yes, it is. It's a mighty, 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 mighty great day. Hey, God, we thank you. Woo, glory, hallelujah. It's a mighty great God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the mighty, mighty, mighty great day. This is a good day. Hey, God, thank you. The Lord has made. And we, his children, his people, who call by his name. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. It's a mighty, mighty, mighty great day. It's a good day. Sweet day. Everything we need is in this day. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Our God sees us. Ooh, and not only that he sees us, he's with us. Oh, it's a mighty good day. Yes, it is. Oh, God bless it. It is a mighty, 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 oh, hey God, hallelujah, good day, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, write it on something so that you can be reminded, yeah, write it on something. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Yes, we will be glad in this day. Yes, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord, L, capital O, capital R, capital D, has made. Yes, hallelujah. This is the day. Hallelujah. It's a mighty, 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 mighty good day. Thing our Father does is good. Yes, it is. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for this day. Yes, yes. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we are. Hallelujah. 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 Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, I thank you. I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hey. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Ah. Oh, it's a mighty, mighty, mighty good day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes and say it. Hey, see what you see. Woo, glory. Hey, God, thank you. Close your eyes and see what you see. Hallelujah. It's a mighty good day. Oh, yes, it is. It's a mighty good day. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. 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 It's a mighty good day. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Just doing a little room. Hallelujah. Write it down. Write it down what you see. Yeah. It's a mighty, mighty, mighty. Don't let possibilities and promises from man dilute your excitement for God. Uh-huh. God won't disappoint you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything filtered through God. Oh, yes, Lord. It's a mighty, mighty, mighty good day. Oh, it's a mighty, mighty, mighty good day. Oh, yes, it is. It is, Lord. We thank you. Ah, because God is on our side. God sees us. Ah, and he cares. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He sees us. He sees you. He see you. Yes, he see you. He see you. Put your hand on your point. He see me. He see me. He see me. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's a deliverer, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Waymaker. Yes, he is. Light in the darkness. Yes, he is. He see you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't make that haste decision. Make sure you pray about everything. That's right. If God has given you an okay, just give him a shout of praise and glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 This is the day. This is the day. Yes, it is. This is the day that the Lord God has made. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I'm so excited about this being the day. Ooh-wee. Yes, yes, yes. Now I'll tell you. Let's pray. Father, right there. Ooh. Right there. Father. Our Heavenly Father. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wherever I shunk. Oh, ooh, glory. Father. Ooh, thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Father. Thank you. Oh, we don't need to go any further. Father. Hey, thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, God, thank you for waking us up. Ooh, God, hallelujah. Thank you for opening our eyes. Oh, God, hallelujah. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Father, oh God, our Father. Oh, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Bless him. I think, oh my. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, my God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy. Thank you. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your instructions. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your healing. Thank you that we are covenant children of the Most High God. Thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for providing. Thank you for giving us clarity and understanding. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our shield, our defender. Hey, God. Woo, glory. Woo, glory. Glory. Oh, God. Thank you for being our defender. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Our advocate. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Woo. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you for being our shield of defense. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our help. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being, oh, God, our Father. Yes. Thank you for being our King, our Master, our Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for caring. Thank you. Thank you. May have been difficulties for the day, but we thank you for stepping in and softening the hard places. Thank you, God, allowing favor to come forth. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you that we have favor with you and you're allowing us to have favor with man. Wherever our name is, Lord God, how we find favor. Thank you, Lord. Rebuke the spirit of procrastination, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can do all things. We can do the work of ministry. Hallelujah. We can walk boldly, God. Thank you. Thank you. Places that are concerning to us. Thank you that we can walk boldly. God, our possessions. Thank you, Lord. Our properties, our cars, our bank accounts. God, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Things where we're struggling, God. Ooh, make it easy to do right. Easy to make the right decision. Easy, Lord. No effort. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Righteousness. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Trust you this day. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Ooh, supernatural power to trust you, Almighty God. Huh? Glory, 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 glory. Ooh, rebuke doubt. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you for helping our unbelief. Hey, God, thank you. Thank you for the measure of faith that you've given us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Remember Elder Grant this morning, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember everyone, Almighty God, that has sickle cell anemia. Yes, Lord. Oh, and diabetes and heart trouble and high blood pressure. Rebuke it, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, all those that are going through cancer treatments this morning. Heck, we lift the medicine, all those who are having surgery. We lift the institution, oh, the lab workers, hallelujah, before you, the doctors, sanctify. sanctify their hands, Almighty God, the hands of the surgeons. Sanctify the minds of the doctors and the technicians and the nurses, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Step in their minds, Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they not be, hallelujah, yielding to the flesh. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, God. Apply the blood of Yeshua around every medical facility, every hospital, every doctor's office. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Every lab. Yes, Lord. Ooh, God. Those that are running tests. Yes, God. Ooh, sanctify the machines, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Ooh, the technologists. Oh, God. May their readings be correct. Hallelujah. Not I think, I feel. Let them, ooh, perform the test accurately, Almighty God. Oh, God. Meet them at their needs. Oh, God. Ooh, bring peace, Almighty God, calmness and stillness. Ooh, God, not foolishness, rebuke it, so things will be accurate, diagnosis accurate. Yes, Lord. Ooh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you. Nothing can work right without you, Lord. Hallelujah. The hospital rooms. Yes, Lord. The floor nurses. Yes, Lord. Speak to their hearts. Yes, Lord. In the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank you now and we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Open our minds to understanding, Lord. Let us be able to comprehend and apprehend what is being said, Almighty God. Give us clarity, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Remove false teaching. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Delivered undelivered. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, not accurate. Hallelujah. Give us a clean, a pure understanding. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that we may walk a clean and healthy life before you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Cleansed by the word of God. Yes, Lord. Thy word is true. Yes, Lord. Woo! Glory. Oh, because you are true. Yes, Lord. And give us the understanding. Let us not hear familiar sounds. Hallelujah. And think it's right. Hallelujah. A new day. Yes, Lord. Clear understanding. Yes, Lord. Ooh, can see it clearly. Yes, Lord. Understand clearly. Yes, Lord. What you're saying to us in your word, the locals. Yes, Lord. World changing, life changing. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. My God from Zion. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, show us the way. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let us be. My God, my God. Children of the book. Yes. Children of the book. Yes, Lord. Hey, God, let us be. Children of the book. Yes. Ah, God. Hallelujah. Children of the book. Uh-huh. The Bible. Yes. Uh-huh. Ooh, the Holy Bible. Not just any Bible. The Holy Bible. The Holy Word of the Almighty. Hey, God. Hallelujah. the book. Yes, Lord, let us have no issues with doing what you said. Give us the clarity and the understanding, hallelujah, that we may be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Yes, Lord, have understanding. Yes, Lord, and not just go off half prepared or with half knowledge. Almighty God, open our hearts and our minds. Hallelujah. Hey, God, who pour in us truth. Yes, Lord, and understanding and the power to walk therein. Yes, Lord, to be pleasing in your sight. Yes, Lord, and everything. Hey, glory. Yes, Lord, everything. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Wonderful name of the Almighty God. Thank you for how you protect, yes, our property. Yes, Lord. Even if you say, well, I live in an apartment or I live in a rented house, it's yours. You paying the rent, it's yours. God to protect it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo! But angels of protection around your property. Yes, around your car. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Your bank account. You work hard. You don't want anyone to go in and do what they do and take your money. No. Got it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord giving it to us. Yes, Lord. He made it possible for us to have it. Yes, Lord. Protect it. And give us wisdom and how to manage that he has given us. Yes, Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord. Ooh, from on high. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Show us how. Yes, Lord. Show us how. Where we say we can and we gotten some of our gotten all confused with that tithing. God, please make the way straight. Hallelujah. 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 And keeping every vow that was possible for them to make. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, forgive. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, careless words, careless promises. Oh, God, unkept promises. Our lies. Yes, Lord. Please, Lord, and we thank you for giving us. Yes, Lord. We all have sinned and come short of your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for forgiveness and leading us to our charge, Almighty God. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we say, amen and amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we see food on the shelves. The stores are not like they used to be. The United States, Father, is in disarray. But we know that you can save and you can make right and you can cleanse, you can purify, you can make the crooked ways straight, and you are our only help, you are our only hope. Father, we ask you to help us. Help those see the light who are in charge. Let them see that they are just men. Almighty God, let us not be so concerned at the church. Let us not be so concerned with the mighty Ephesus and to our reputation for ourselves, my God, and Zion. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, while those around us are dying every day. And not knowing you. We're so busy with the image that we have created. Help us, Lord, to stay focused. Stay focused. Hallelujah. Stay focused, Lord. Help us to stay focused. Help us to stay focused, Lord. Help us to stay focused on our eyes on you. Brothers and sisters with the responsibilities of so many souls. Keep them strong, Almighty God. Keep them focused on you. Don't let them lose their focus and who have called them and their purpose. Not what they chose, but what you have chosen. Let none of us forget that we're here doing what you have called, you have designed, you have required for us to do. Not we ourselves. Thank you. Totally depending on your love. Totally depending on you. For without you, the very breath that we breathe would be impossible. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, what is the purpose to have silver and gold and not have you and not be in right relationship with you? Fooling ourselves or stricken in poverty, thinking that that's the way to you when you require righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Straight and narrow is the way. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Allow all of us to find the narrow way, the straight way. Hallelujah. The way that leads back to the kingdom of heaven. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Not trying to be popular. Just wanting to be pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that we need for this day. We thank you. We receive it. In Jesus, Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we receive the words that we should say. Yep. Mm-hmm. When we should be quiet, yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, everything, hallelujah, we just, Lord, just thank you, with the words of the mouth and the meditation in the heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, yes, Lord, in the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heaven and the earth. It reads so beautiful in the Hebrew language. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Bless his most holy name. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. I will read the second day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Now let's read the third day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in it, upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and the herbs yielding seed after his kind. And the tree yield fruit whose seed was in it after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning for the third day. Bless his most holy name. Now the second half of the sixth day. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. My God. And subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Bless his most holy name. Isn't that just wonderful when you think about it? Hallelujah. Now listen to this, the second chapter. I'm not going to preach on it. I'm not going to give my opinion. I'm not going to do anything. I just want us to hear what the word of God says. Thus the heavens, with an S, and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I tell you. Hallelujah. It's just something when you think about God made it. God made it. Yes, he did. He made it. He made it all. And there is nothing, and no one who can take credit for creation. But my sitting here, it can be mind-boggling. Yes, indeedy. Hey, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, it can be. Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. Ooh. To think that you are a child of the Most High, the Almighty. My God. And I think about, it seems to be so difficult so often for us to obey him. Not do what man will say to us to be appeasing or a softening God's word. I had a sister who said to me, I had a dream about your son. And the Lord told me, I forgot what it was she said to tell him, but I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to, you know. I said, well, if God told you to say such and such, such and such, then you're not supposed to say what you want to say. You're supposed to say such and such, such and such. Now, you may say your attitude, soften you, don't let self get in the way. How about that? Let's say what God is saying. Lord, give me the right way to say what I need to say. You know, Lord, speak through me, and you say to the individual what you need to say through me, and let that be always in love. Wasn't anything harsh, but it was just that something, I think, that he wanted to do. That, and he came to the place, I don't remember what it was, that he didn't even want to do it anymore. It wasn't for him. You know, I think that's what it was. I can't remember. But what I do remember, she didn't know how to say it to him. And I told her, you tell him what does the Lord say. Mm-hmm. Now, we can get tricked up sometime in saying what we think. And it seems so right, we'll say that's what the Lord is saying, is to be careful with those things. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Oh, but God uses us from time to time to speak to his people. Yes. The Lord is so good. I mean, oh my God. When you just think about the goodness and the love, and how, as I said before, so often we get so caught up in wanting to do things our way. And it, I will keep our plans and allow things to supersede God. This is what the Father is saying, but we only do it when it's convenient. Think about that. When it's convenient for us to do. God, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. It does not matter. We must be obedient. We must be obedient. Can we say that? We must be obedient. We must obey our Father. And if you have doubts, you're not sure, pray. And ask God to make it clear to you where you, there is no doubt when he is saying, when you know to do something and, you, well, what should I do? Should I do this or should I do that? Sometimes I say, if I was working on a job, would this be an option? Or, I mean, if I was on the job, you don't just take off to do this. Or no matter how much you want to do, if you don't have the time to take off, you don't take off. But I got to work. I got to make my money. Oh, okay. But when it comes to God, well, after all, I'm tired and God understands. Okay. Now, if you're sick, and you can't get out of bed, I understand. A bishop is like, well, if I can get to the house of the Lord, I'm good. I'm good. I know I'm going to be all right. Yeah. I can be like that sometimes. But most of the time, he's an encourager. And I appreciate that. Like, there are times I feel like, I don't think so. Today... And when I get church halfway through service, like, whoa, I'm so glad I got here. Yeah. And there are other things that God has called us to do and to obey. And it's not convenient and we have issues. But you just put, if I had a job, what would I do? If this was job related, what would I do? And I think, well, for me, God said it, and it should be that settles it. Mm-hmm. God said it. That's it. That's it. That's your obedient child. That's what my Father said. So that's what I do. It's no brainer. When we get to that place, it's no-brainer. And I'll share this with those who are in ministry. Just some thoughts. Listen to this. What would you do if God provided you with the building. And you only had one or two people to come in. Would you close it down? Or would you stay? And if you would close it down, why? Mm-hmm. Someone said, well, it don't make sense to go over there for just two people. Well, what is it to you? You're not paying any bills. You don't have to pay the bill. No, I mean, or you have the money. You don't have a note on your house. What's the problem? That's number one. What are you doing to draw people in? Number two. Think about that. You have a salary. So what you're going to do, stay home and stay in the bed? And so because you don't have anyone, you do. You had a soul. And there may be a soul that was coming. Pulled the door and the door was locked. Mm. And you were supposed to be there. I think we don't value one or two because we want to, and this is pride. You can't tell me that it's not. You want to be able to say, my people, they are not your people. They belong to God. You're going to be held accountable for them, but they're not your people. No, they are not your people. You have a responsibility to God for the care of his people, to teach them to join them to him, give them knowledge of him. How to obey him. How to follow him. Not your people. Not your people. Not your people. Not your people. You have 10 and you go all puffed up and don't get 1,000. No, we have to remain humble. You may have the anointing for one person at a time. I may have the anointing for 50 million people at one time. I'll be held accountable to those souls. So now, if I have gotten jealous and through boomerangs in your ministry, first of all, an assignment that has been placed on your life before the foundation of the world by God for you to accomplish for him. And then when we have jealousy and envy and hatred, there are those who will throw a boomerang to destroy a ministry that belonged to God. Oh my God, that has been assigned by God. Because why should you have 50 million or 50,000? And I only have one. That's all you've been assigned to. Take care of that one. Take care. That's your assignment. That's your assignment. Before we let, and yes, I know that those are, brag about what they got. No. We have to see ourselves as children of the kingdom doing work in the kingdom. We were saved to serve the kingdom. God, yes. We're each supposed to be able to give an account for what we believe. When we walk in the doctor's office, they don't have to know you're praying. When you walk in the grocery store, you're praying. When you put your foot out on the parking lot praying, Hekamaseko, child of God. The temple of the Holy Ghost just walked, stepped out on here. Yes, stop the foolishness and get real. Temple of the Holy Ghost just walked here. That's right. Temple of God. That's right. Well, why they always say that is a none of my business. But I pray for those who are sick. So many saints have challenges. Does not negate the fact that they are children of God and they still have work to do for God. When they're going in the doctor's office, yes, they have illness. They sure can pray. Child of God just walked in. What? You secure. You know you're a child of God. People are supposed to see that in us. Suppose that when you touch, let's say, a gallon of milk, a gallon of bleach, you touch it. You know if it's full or empty. You can feel it. You can feel it. When somebody, hey, God, I thank you. When somebody come near us, they should be able to feel it. Woo, glory. Full of the Holy Ghost. Don't have to say nothing. Full to capacity. Well, I'm talking to me. I'm talking to all of us. Be encouraged. God, we need you. And we're so sorry. Thanks for our slowfulness. Children of the Almighty God. Hate. Jealous. Turning their nose up. What kind of foolishness is us in the church? Or is us in something else? Can do it. We need to repent. We being the children of God. Said, my people called by my name. You'll catch that sometime later. Humble themselves. Ooh, you know, we might, that humbling part, we need to stop right there and take a look. Humble ourselves. And don't be whiners. No, I'm talking to us. Well, maybe I'm not doing the talking. It's for us. It's for us. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. We can do it. We have grandparents and great-grandparents didn't know scuffling. But when they would get out of the field, go home and wash up when it was revival time, and they would walk to church and walk back home singing and praising God. What you talking about? You standing on their backs. Hallelujah. And that hoop, a real hoop, nobody can teach you no hoop. That comes from the belly of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Don't play with the Lord. Don't play with the things of God. Who dare be ashamed of their people? What? They would be ashamed of us. We have masked so much materialism. And common sense is rare. Common sense is real. Listen to this. 2 Chronicles 7:13. It's just something to think about. We got to get it right. We have to get where we know who we are and we stand a strong force. Children of the kingdom of the Most High God. Not talking about, well, if you better not bother me because you know what I'll do for you. I'll pray against you. Uh-huh. What? And you ain't doing nothing for the Lord. What kind of stuff is that? You pray that that person gets saved. Pray that the God of your salvation save them. save them. Not about you. I mean, you just, God help us. Save us. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Open our eyes that we may walk in the newness of life. The new man come forth. No, we've been hurt. We've been hurt, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. But let us not be consumed with pride and greed and jealousy and hatred. Let us not be consumed. There are husbands who hate their wives in ministry and do everything they can to put them down. Everything. Where? How you say you love God? You say you love God, huh? You say you love God? And you hate your wife? You hate your husband? You're jealous of your wife? You're jealous of your husband? Who you see every day? And God you've never seen? And you say you love him? Okay. The Bible says you're a liar. So we don't want to be that. And the Bible says you're a liar. Well, I would be a liar. Yes, we're lying if we say that. Come on. Turn the world loose. You can still be beautiful. You can still dress nice. Your body is your husband. You don't have to declare everything to the world, but you can still look gorgeous. You can hold your head because you are a child of the King, a child of the Most High God. You belong to Him. You're reflecting heaven on earth. Be adorned with righteousness and holiness. It's not about the dress, it's that inward you. It comes out, reflected in your action and in your ways. And you can still look good. You can still dress wonderful. You can still put on your pretty shoes. That's right. Hallelujah. You can still put on your pretty shoes. Yes. You don't have to look like a hand-me-down. And if that is all that you have, you remember this. The clothes don't make you. You make the clothes. There are some who go to some thrift stores and put on something, and some will pay thousands, and if you make the outfit doesn't make you. But we know you have to, you want to wear something nice. Buy it, smell new, whatever. But God can fix it all. And he does. He does. He's just that type of father. Listen, 2 Chronicles 7, 13 through 14. Listen. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. This is God saying this. And now he says, if my people, which are called by my name, we need to study that a little bit, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Some of us, we're doing a lot of double standards. Oh, Judah got in trouble. Israel got in trouble for their double standard. in worship, trusting God, taking on the ways of the world. Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. You belong to God, my babies. We belong to God, my brothers and sisters. And there is a standard. What kingdom have no commandments, principles, nor statutes? What kingdom you can do what you want to do? You look at America, you see. Mm-hmm. Broken rules. Broken rules. Know who you are. Hear me clearly. Know who you are. Get to know who you are in the Lord and walk therein. Know who you are. If my people. And walk the walk of a child of God. He loves us. And he loves you. And our theme for the day is we should never forget who we are, whose we are, what God's requirements of us. Know then, know that you're worshiping and your homage is to the creator of the heaven and the earth. That's why I read Genesis 1. And 1 and 26 especially. I go over to the second chapter, and I'm not going to get into it, but you just ask God to show you. Remove all teaching so you won't be blinded by, I think, I feel, I was taught. We have to study. We have to do word study. Know what these words mean. We sometimes forget that it's not Western 21st century. Okay? The cultures were altogether different. And I'll show you. In 1948, a classroom was different from the classroom in 2023. How about that? In 1938, 1920, do you ever read, I had opportunity to read an assignment for a child in elementary school, it would blow your sock. And these children had work to do when they got home. Work, sure enough work. But we, he can't do that. No, what you trying to do to my baby? She can't do that. But did you stop and think Dr. King was 36 years old when he passed away from here? He looked solid. He looked like a man of substance. I mean, that's how my father looked. That's how I remember the men looking. But 9 out of 10 times now, you see a 36 now and a 36 then. Big difference. Big difference. So we have to help to encourage our children and repent that we have, I believe we have weakened them. I mean, there were men that were in the 60s even, taking on real. There was some dress that we have now, they would never have ever thought in a trillion years for looking like that. It just wouldn't. It just wasn't the way. That was not the way. There was substance. We need substance. In the church, we need substance. We don't need foolishness. They need pure, holy, pure righteousness. Uh-huh. And we need to, where I'm weak, I can strike against my brother or my sister and get strengthened, not ridiculed. Oh, you ain't saved. You ain't, We are helpless one to another. Yes. And we lift up, again, everyone who find themselves on the bed of affliction. We lift them up before our Father. Oh, Almighty God, who says in his words, I am the God that healeth thee. Father, we thank you for healing them. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And making ways for them, Almighty God. All those that are in need, we thank you. Especially those on our prayer list. Thank you for making ways for them. Giving strength to the weak. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Don't want to lead anyone astray. And we want to help. We want to help the young people. Sometimes I'll share with people, and we're talking, yes. You know, it's strange to say that. You wonder the way time went. But there were times we were young. We wore short skirts, short dresses, you know. Our joke was we had it below the knee, then it was coming up above the knee, and how grandparents would have passed out to see us outdress him to our thigh. You know. And the women live came along and it influenced us, and we dressed a certain way, but you knew, and it was discussed, that if you allowed this, it would be what it is today. But we should kind of think. Just kind of think a little more and not, and don't tell me God is not concerned about your dress. He wants you to look good. He wants you to look glamorous. He wants you to look gorgeous. He wants you to look healthy. He don't want you to look desperate. Reserved. Yes. Free. You have fun clothes. Yes. But think about it. We want some substance to come forth. People, when they see that and you're ministering to them, they can appreciate it more. That's my cap on it, okay? But if my people, he says, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and maybe we're missing something in this. Maybe, just maybe. It may make a difference. Okay. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. Yes. Open our eyes of understanding. Give us clarity how to walk with you. Yes. How to reflect you on this earth. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I'll just tell you, I believe and I have to repent for taking down when I should have stood stronger. But I believe it with all my heart. Oh my God. Jesus said, greater work than these that you will do if you go to his Father. We can do the greater work. We can do the greater work. We can do the greater work. Mm-hmm. He spoke to the wind. But I heard when he said, peace, be still. Mm-hmm. The disciples said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, up thy bed and walk. What happened? What's happening? We want to be celebrity status. We can make, No, 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 no. I believe it. We can say, take up your bed and walk. I believe that you can speak and say, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. In the mighty name of Yeshua, peace, be still. I believe it. Lord, I believe it. And I thank you for allowing me to know that it's true. Mm-hmm. There are those who are so exhausted they can barely get out of bed. We can ask God to give them strength, refresh them, and renew them. Yes, Lord, I believe that. And I thank God that it's done. Yes, hallelujah. And they jumping up and saying, glorifying God, that's what it's all about. They don't have to know that you're praying for them. They don't have to know, but God knows, and he gets the glory. Yes, 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 amen. God, I thank you. Thank you for every soul that's out here doing your will. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for the encouragement. I thank you for the refreshing and the renewing. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for giving us the power to choose to be healed, to choose to be well, to choose to be happy, to receive all that you have given us. I thank you. Yes, no lack, no. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's a mighty, 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 mighty good day. Yes, it is. It's a mighty good day in the Lord. God loves you with an everlasting love. My Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Yes, we come into a time where we're coming to an end of this time. But when? Don't know. But we know we're closer than we was when Jesus was here. How about that? And we need to be on our P's and Q's. We need to make sure our Father is shining on this earth to us. Yeah. Oh, yes. What do I mean by that? I mean that we are showing the world what it's like to be a child of God. Mhm, 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 and that will provoke them to want to be a child of God. Yes. Oh, I want that. Yes. My God, from Zion. Oh, bless your holy name. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, when they touch it, oh, I want that. Yes, yes. And you're ready. People say, well, I wasn't called in the pulpit. Like, the pulpit is a dirty name or dirty word, but you were called to serve. So you need to know where the service door for you is. Yeah, the service door. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. With your name on it. That's right. You need to find that one so you don't get in people's way. So, you know, wait, I don't know. You need to know. You need to know. Because, you know, those who don't know where they belong, then they don't know what their gifts. That's what I mean. The gifts of service. And they just bungling and people are bumping into them because they're not in their place. But you're called to serve. How about that? You're called to serve. Serve well. Be prepared. You have the ability to give someone, or you should, the ability to give someone the word of truth. You don't have to be in the pulpit. You're not even in the street. You're just in the way when you don't know what you were called to do. Learn it and be good in it. Be good in what God has called you to do. That's what you do. You be good there. Yes, yes, yes. You be good to the glory of God. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You called to be a help. Be a mighty, mighty, mighty good help. Yes. You were called to give. My goodness, my God. Give mighty, mighty, mighty good. Be a mighty, mighty good giver. Yes. And whatever God has called you to do, that's what you do. And you be good. But you in your lane now. Uh-huh. God called you to sit there and be an intercessor, intercede, not against, but for those in leadership standing up front in the church. And then for the ones that's in the back and shame and just coming in. Yes, hallelujah. Woo, glory. Covering the door with prayer and the blood. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Now you ain't in nobody's way. You're on your post. That's right. Hallelujah. We just rebuke the spirit of pride that try to land in the church. Yes. And distraction. Pray fast. Ask God to show you where he had called you. He has anointed me. Ah! He has anointed me. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I'll share this. See who was assigned to care for the temple. Just anyone was not allowed to do that. And we so casually, I mean, oh, last one on the totem pole, get them to do it. They ain't got nothing. And think about the temple of God, the sanctuary of God. Sometimes I just cringe. I just absolutely cringe. My Lord. I understand that we are, but I'm talking about the physical building that we say has been consecrated for his presence. And think about your attitude towards the ones who come in and clean. Now, I know that there have been some who people thought very little of who was assigned to cleaning the sanctuary, had an opportunity to pray, and they prayed. And God did turn their lives around. You remember when the ark was down at Obed-Edom? It was blessed. But handle the things of God with more reverence. Handle the word of God, the Holy Bible. We've gotten so modern and we've forgotten that it's holy. God's name is in here. And we don't treat it with the respect and the reverence that it should be. We don't worship the Bible. This is his word. He breathed on those that he has signed to write this. And his name, who we say he is his word. Hallelujah. And you carried it. We should be careful and mindful. Yeah. We don't count holiness and righteousness. We don't count it or consider it, but we should. Yes, we should. Oh yes. Some of my best times have been I've called a couple of my friends and we'd come and had the key to the church and we would pray, yes Lord, pray. Hallelujah. Oh, pray. Yes. Saints of God. Don't get so modern that we modern ourselves away from God. He's a mighty, 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 mighty good Father. Don't do it. God is good. He's a God of love. And we're kind of not, this is not our ordinary Friday, but sometimes we just flow. Let God be God in your life. Let him lead you. And truly, there's a lot going on. And we all need to study more. And we need to know this word. We need to know the word, the written word, and have a good understanding of the written word so that we can apply it to our everyday life and we can share it. We will save to serve. We will save to share the word. Yes. Yes, hallelujah. But make sure we know. And it's not about glitz and glamour. Please remember that. Please look at me now and I'm saved. Oh, whew. Just settle down and be humble in God's sight. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about him. It's about him. One day he's coming back. He's going to crack the sky. Yes, one day he's coming back. He is really and truly coming back. And we shall behold him, my God from Zion. And we want him to be pleased with us. And we want him to see that every area of our life, we have honored him. I had someone say, well, she had fell on some rough times, and she was wealthy, really wealthy, but she had some struggles, financial struggles, and she told me, she said, God knows that I can't worship him if I don't have money. I just can't do it. I don't mean no harm, but I can't do it. Think about it. Don't criticize us so hard. Think about it. If you had to take off, you couldn't go to the beauty salon, or you couldn't buy your wigs, or for some reason you don't have your wig or your hair pieces, excuse me, ladies, and you can't go and have your manicures, your pedicures, and your makeup. Oh, your makeup and your jewelry has been whatever, demolished, lost, stolen, whatever. Could you, and your clothes, just something that was picked up from not one of the better thrift stores, let's say that, could you walk into your church and give your God glory? Could you still, would people still know that you're a child of God? Could you still be you? That's something to think about. And there are those I would ask, if the person that you knew was wealthy and something, trials in life came about, would you say that they were saved, or would you discount them as a nobody? If they didn't have their cars and their big, huge homes, how would you treat them? Something to think about. And knowing they'll never get that money back and never wear those fine clothes, how would you treat them? See, all of these things we have to, you know, come to terms with, admit, and then keep it going. We base persons being blessed by the material gain. Unfortunately, we don't want to hear from someone don't live. We prefer that they live higher than us than below us. You have something to pay if you're below most people. Oh, they ain't got nothing. Don't bother with them. Who bother? Who listening to that stuff? What they know? We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. Remember, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, take up your bed and walk. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let's judge people rightly if we must judge. Hallelujah. The power of God doesn't hinge on material gain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing power. Thank you for your power to allow us to walk right, talk right, live right, reflect you here on this earth. Let us know what our calling, your will for us and our lives, and may we be about your business. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Keep us, Lord. That's right. Ooh. And I'll just take a pause. I have been talking and talking. It's just been flowing and flowing, and I've just moved from. But I'd like to stop now and invite you to join us on Facebook, Gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministries. And you can visit us physically at 674 Jonesboro Road. I'm sorry, Mount Zion Road in Jonesboro, Georgia. We must be going to move again on Jonesboro Road. We'll see. Anyway, 674 Mount Zion Road in the beautiful city of Jonesboro, Georgia. We welcome you, and please feel free to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. and every Wednesday at 6 a.m. 6 p.m. Yeah, I'll get it right. For Bible study. Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. So thank you. So grateful to have you join us. I'm going to do this one more time. Just to kind of reflect.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord my God, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your grace, touching your grace.
Amen, amen, amen. That song just, I tell you the truth. Yes, yes, yes. So let's just take time to reflect where we may have been not so nice. Ask God to forgive us. The individual to forgive us. And really reflect loving, kind children of the Most High God. Yes, oh my God. Yes, and don't forget, it's never too late to do or be about the business that God has set for you to do. You can do it. We can do it. And there are two things that I know of that I'm having an issue with. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Encourage. Hallelujah. You can do it. We can do it. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Our benediction. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Listen, listen, listen. Thank you, Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in joy. Go in the power of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Knowing that this is the day and it's a mighty, mighty, mighty good day that he has made, and everything we need for this day he has provided. That's so. God bless. I pray something was said to make a difference in your life. Thank you for tuning in. A nice day.